The second quarter would begin with Holcomb having the ball, trailing Scott City 14-0. They would convert a third down, but then would be stuffed at their own 40-yard line, being forced to punt, and Scott City would take over 9:46 to go in the second quarter, up 14-0. The Beavers would get a first down on the first two plays there, actually a couple of penalties on Holcomb helped out Scott City to get the first down, but then the Beavers had only advanced to the 44-yard line before having to punt. With 6:39 to go in the second quarter, Holcomb would have a first down. They would punt back 2 minutes later. Scott City would have their first three and out of the night with 2:34 to go in the second quarter after they lost 7 yards of field position, punting at their own 14. Holcomb would take over after a fair catch, and the returner, Trey Cox, was tackled as he was catching the ball. Be a kick catch interference on Scott City at the 42-yard line, 15-yard penalty, made it to the 27. Holcomb would get on the board late in the second quarter, taking advantage of short field on the second play of their series.
Coach, 2:08 to go second quarter, 14-0 Scott City, but the Longhorns second and 8, the Scott City 25. Cox in motion from right to left as they take the snap at 11, pass it out the flat, caught by Cox. He will break through tackle, first down inside the 10, 5, touchdown Holcomb. Holcomb on the board. With 1:52 to go, second quarter, on a swing pass left side to Cox, and it's 14-6 Beavers, and the Longhorns not done yet in this second quarter.
The extra point would be missed, and so Scott City would have an 8-point lead with 1:52 to go, second quarter. Still plenty of time. The Beavers would start their next series with a decent kickoff return at their own 33-yard line. They would drive down the field and have one pretty big pass play by somebody new to the lineup on the offense this year.
And here we go. Second down, Hunter Yeager in motion. Here's Gooden back to pass. He will fire it up for Serrano, and it's going to be a catch inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. He just floated it up there, and Serrano fell underneath it. And the Beavers call the timeout on a 28-yard pass play.
A nice over-the-shoulder catch there for Kevin Serrano, who had two receptions in a row for 36 yards on that drive. It ended up being a 30-yard pass play to the 11-yard line. He was a little dinged up on that play, but he would, of course, later return to the ball game. After Scott City called a timeout deep into Longhorn territory, trying to make it a two-score game, the Beavers would commit another red zone turnover.
First and 10, Beavers at the Longhorn 11. Holcomb shoving about 7 guys in the box. A low snap, Gooden looking left. Fade pattern is going to be picked off right at the goal line by Levi Knoll. 15-20 down the right sideline, and is out of bounds at the 31-yard line with 20.7 to go here in the second quarter.
That'd be Gooden's first interception since the Colby game 2 weeks ago. Holcomb would just take one kneel down and run out of the run to the locker room. Scott City and Holcomb would be at halftime, 14-6 lead for Scott City over the Holcomb Longhorns. The Beavers will get the football to begin the second half, and that's where we'll resume in our next segment here on Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers.